travel on. There's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door, where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore.
All right, guys, welcome. It's Friday. It's Thursday.
It's not
guys,
Friday.
It's not Friday. It's Thursday. And it's 4 o'clock. Welcome, everybody, to 30 Years of Nonsense.
What are we going to talk about?
Well, let's talk about life as being a highway. We've been on the road since 4:30 this morning.
That's true, actually. We've already been to Toronto and back this morning. Our son had to go to Halifax, which he's going to have a fantastic weekend in Halifax. So we, as the good parents that we are and full of nonsense, drove him to Toronto to the airport. We left the house at 4:30, and we were literally back at our desks at our offices at 10 a.m.
Before 10 o'clock, yeah.
I know.
That's so great.
That's why we're a little tired today. No, actually, we get up that time every Thursday.
Yeah, it's Toastmaster Thursday. So,
yeah, so it was regular Thursday for us, but we don't usually do a five-hour drive.
No.
Toastmasters is a 20-minute drive, not a five-hour drive.
Yeah, for sure. So we're going to finish this song out a little bit more, and then we'll come back, and we're going to do some 30 Years of Nonsense, folks.
All right.
For sure. All right, that was a great song, and I had to play Rascal Flatts' version of it today. Just I'm not sure why, I just had to.
That's the best one?
No, I don't think so. I still think Tom Cochran, personally, in my opinion, has the best one, the original.
Okay.
So, but I do like that one. It's the one that was in Cars.
I know.
And I like
that. Which is the one we have a soft spot for.
Yeah, for sure. So today I thought we would do This Day in Music. So
okay.
What happened in music throughout the years, going back to, actually, it's March 5th, back in 1955 and moving forward. So got all sorts of things, a little bit of facts, a little bit of music. First thing we're going to talk about was actually Bobby Darin. So this song that we're going to play next called Dream Lover, it's a 1959 song. It actually reached the number two in the U.S. and in the U.K. had a new thing called the New Musical Express chart. So that was just their top 40 kind of thing, but that's what it was called. Mm-hmm. And what's kind of cool about this song, and I didn't really know it until I started doing a little bit of research, is the song sung obviously by Bobby Darin, But playing on the track on piano is Neil Sedaka.
Really? That's
yeah, the one and old Neil Sedaka. And I love Neil Sedaka. He's one of my all-time favorites of the oldies. My dad used to listen to Neil Sedaka on Saturday mornings, and it just brings back really fond memories for me. So, yeah, we're going to play a little Bobby Darin here, Dream Lover, to kind of kick things off of our This Day in History.
Okay.
All right, so we'll come back. We'll talk a few facts on 1955 after, but about March 5th.
And not 1955? Neither one of us was born.
No, well, we're going to talk a little bit about it, and we got 55 and I think 56 as well. All but right. Anyway, we're going to play this Dream Lover. Here we go. Shuffling along there. Did you like that?
I did. It's very doo-wop-y.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wasn't around at that time, but no. I do remember listening to that type of music.
Yeah, and when you hear the piano, you go, oh my God, that definitely is Neil Sedaka. And I don't know if it's just the, now that I have it in my head, but it sounds very Neil Sedaka-ish, the whole kind of music theme for it.
You know what that makes me think about is I do often think that I should have been around in those eras. So I love the eras of the 50s and 60s, particularly the way people dressed.
I was going to say,
I would love to have been running around in poodle skirt.
I was going to say, about to call it the puppy dog skirt, but you were poodle skirt.
Skirt and those, they're like bowling shoes.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is I have many pairs of them.
I know.
So not to go too far down a different rabbit hole, but I have several pairs of shoes that look like those, I forget what they were called, like pedal pushers or something like that.
They were called pedal pushers, but then they went on to be called bowling shoes,
right,
because
bowling
they became very famous, right?
And literally I bought a black and white pair off of Amazon, and I love them because I will never be caught in public in running shoes. Unless I'm at a gym, which is rare, let's be honest. But I will never be caught in public in running shoes. It's just not my thing. But these are comfortable and functional for what I do because I could end up at any moment in a backyard or something. But they also look great and stylish. And I cannot tell you, and you know this to be fact, how many people stop me in the street and say, oh my goodness, where did you get those awesome shoes? To the point where I bought 5 other colors. So I have like red and blue and tan and beige, and not that it's important, but I have those shoes and people love them and people love the styles of that genre. And even remember when the men went out in dress slacks and loafers and proper shirts and things. I can picture a picture of my dad actually being real slick in an outfit like that, that I have a photo of him, and your dad the same with the cravats. So yeah. I wish we were born in that generation, because gotta be honest, I don't love how people dress today.
Come on, you don't like pajama bottoms and Crocs?
I do not.
Yeah, me either. They're for gardening or... They're just for gardener being
maybe
around your house.
Maybe on a boat.
Oh, yeah. No, not even. All right, well, let's talk about this day in history. So right. March 5th, I've got some interesting facts. Two interesting facts to start with about Elvis Presley. So Elvis appeared on this show called Louisiana Hayride, and he had done the, from what I understand, he had done the actual radio show for this show in October of 54. But in March 5th, 55, he makes a television debut on the TV version of the show, but he brings his own band. And as a result, he doesn't use the band from the show itself. He uses his own. Apparently, the ratings were terrible for that show.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, which is interesting. Another interesting fact about Elvis on that day, Sergeant Elvis Presley is officially discharged from the U.S. Army at Fort Dix in New Jersey. He receives his final paycheck of $109.54.
Okay.
He is later quoted saying, "You can't breathe or even go to the bathroom without them knowing about it. I've hated everything. I've never hated anything so much in my life as I hated the Army."
Interesting.
Which is really, really interesting.
That is.
I mean, so... Yeah, there's so many great little tidbits and facts about stuff. There's a great one here about March 5th, 56, about Capitol Records, and they released Frank Sinatra's 10th album, and it climbs to the charts. The song was called, or the album was called, Songs for Swingin' Lovers. It goes on to sell over 100,000 copies in the UK alone, and it climbs to number 2 in the charts, the best-selling charts. And at that time, you know how we have the Billboard 100?
Yep.
At that time, it was the Billboard 30.
Oh,
there was
boy.
Only 30 albums. I'm not sure because they weren't producing as much music, but there only is a Billboard 30, top 30 at that time.
That's
so it's kind of interesting. So, yeah, let's talk about this next artist, and this is kind of a little sad thing, but right. at the same time, I mean, she was very, very famous.
Okay.
But in this day, let's talk about Patsy Cline, because she passed away this day.
You're going to say it all?
No.
you just kept talking after you asked me to talk about
it.
So this day in history, as Terry said, March 5th, 1963, Patsy Cline passed away. She was killed when her private plane crashed near Camden, Tennessee. She is most often remembered for her hits like Crazy, Walking After Midnight, I Fall to Pieces, and She's Got You. Her greatest hits LP sold over 8 million copies, making the largest female country album of all time until Shania Twain came along.
Yeah, which is kind of funny. When I read that, I was like, oh, that's so funny that she was like the greatest country selling artist for females until Shania Twain.
Right.
That's a long time to hold that.
I think we learned that when we were in Nashville last year. I feel like that's something I already heard somewhere.
Yeah, we heard it when we were doing the tour.
Which was incredible, by the way.
Yeah.
Loved that. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to listen to a little Patsy Cline.
Walking After Midnight.
Walking After Midnight.
After midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way. And as the skies turn gloomy, night winds
start with some general ways to turn ugly duckling emotions into swans. First.
Rock. Rock, rock, rock it.
Second.
Rock. Rock, rock, rock it.
Third. This is what one doctor suggests. Number 7. Now, look forward in a positive mode. Start by spending a few minutes
each Thursday at 10 p.m. listening to Bright Side of the Poo. What's it about? A way of life.
Number 10. Give unto others. Reach out to those you can help or inspire. Now, it's time to flip this tape. On side two, you'll find a wonderful, calming relaxation exercise.
I don't know what that commercial was, but it's amazing.
Well, it was for a show.
Yeah, I got it. But
now
it
I want to listen to the show, though, just to get greater clarity, which means it was an effective ad.
It was great.
I want to know more about what that was about.
I loved it. That was awesome.
Very interesting.
Was it something about the poo?
Yeah. Backside of the poo or something? I'll have to look that up later.
I was like, what?
I don't know.
What is going on? Anyway.
Moving on.
Yeah, moving on for sure. So that was great. Anyway, this next one we're going to do is also 1963, March 5th. The Beatles record From Me to You at Abbey Road Studio in London. This song was just written by Paul and John. 5 days earlier, they were doing a train tour with Helen Shapiro. I'm not sure who Helen Shapiro is, but apparently she was somebody. And it was one of the last songs that's credited to McCartney and Lennon together.
Okay.
And 9 days later, it reaches number one on the UK charts. So it didn't take very long for this thing to blow up. And then it stayed on the charts for 21 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, there's some really interesting stuff. I mean, I'm going to tell you this little fact, and then we'll go and play this. But 1965, March 5th, the Manish Boys. Now, most people aren't going to know who they are. But it's featuring a young David Bowie.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
They released their debut single, I Pity the Fool. Now, you might know this song.
Maybe.
Right? And what's really cool is the guitar solo was performed by Jimmy Page, Led Zeppelin, mm-hmm. who at that time was just a session player in the studio. It's crazy to think. And I remember when we were going around the Rock and Roll and Music Hall of Fame in Nashville, when you looked at an artist and you watched the umbrella, the branches that kind of spined out, and how some of them came back to other bands. And it was really incredible. So you think about, like, Jimmy Page goes on to be in one of the biggest rock bands in the world. David Bowie, one of the biggest musicians of all time. I mean, it's just so incredible. And, sorry, excuse me. And obviously the Beatles, I mean, you know, you say music and you say the Beatles and it's everybody knows a song by the Beatles.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Yes.
And I laugh because I always say, you know, what's one of the Beatles' biggest songs that they didn't write themselves? They didn't record.
I don't know. I don't know what they wrote and what they didn't write.
Twist and Shout.
Oh,
that was
okay.
A cover. It wasn't their song.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. They made it their own and it was a massive hit for them, but it was never... And it was never a number one hit.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So pretty wild. So anyway, here we go. A little Beatles from me to you. Quick one too by the Beatles.
It's they not have a, some short songs.
They do. I mean, that one's extremely short. So just so we're clear, that just when I was talking about Twist and Shout, that was recorded by songwriters Phil Medley and Burt Burns, sometimes credited as Burt Russell. So yeah, and they wrote it back in 1961, and then it became, like I said, a massive hit for the Beatles in 63. So really, really cool stuff there. Next band we're going to talk about, and we're going to do our last 60s one, and then we'll jump up to the 80s a little bit. And I don't know why I just picked songs.
What happened in the 70s?
I don't know. No one cares.
I think the people do.
Yeah, but I may talk about the 70s, but I pick songs from the 80s. Sure. And I'm not sure why. I just pick some songs that I really liked from when I was a kid.
Okay.
70s or 60s stuff that my dad plays while I was in the 70s. And then I pick some stuff a little bit later on.
Okay.
But this next one's about the Yardbirds, right? So Yardbirds, they released this single on March 5th, 1965, For Your Love. It would become their first song to crack the top 10 in both the UK, which it became a number one hit, and in the US, it became a number six. Most of the songs recorded with the singer, Keith Reff, the drummer, Jimmy McCarty, and backed by session musician, Ron Prentice, on the bowed bass. And then you've got Danny Piercy on the bongos. Organist is Brian Auger on the harpsichord. And on the harpsichord was Brian Auger. Interesting. Guitarist, Eric Clapton.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah. Okay. And Chris Deja. But they only performed during the double break in the middle of the song. So pretty, like we were talking about, famous artists that you wouldn't associate. Not everybody's going to associate Eric Clapton with the Yardbirds, right?
No, but everybody had to start somewhere.
Absolutely. But I'm just saying, it's just so cool that you have these bands that, you know, You hear it and you have no idea. Most people have no idea who was a part of it, who was in it, who did a session in it or whatnot. It's just so cool. I just love music.
I think just the interesting takeaway from that, though, is if anybody is currently at the very early stages of their career or maybe even has just a small stand-in part in a band or something, you have no idea what the future holds and where you might be in 30 years or in 50 years.
Yeah.
So just keep going.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really cool. We were with some of the guys last night from our hurling and stuff and football, and one of the guys on the team was saying, you know, his 16-year-old son is in a death metal band.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. He goes, but they play I forget what he referred it to. It was like melodic death metal, and I was like, I've never even heard of that, but I looked it up and it was kind of interesting. And he goes, but it's neat, is his son is just a very talented musician. He may not be always in a death metal band.
Right.
He may be somewhere else 10 years down the road, but the fact that kids are picking up instruments and they're still doing their thing,
it's so important.
So, and they're so talented. So anyway, I'm going to play a little Yardbirds, For Your Love.
I will give the stars above for your love. Telephone Aid Line Kingston is a volunteer-based support service offering confidential, anonymous, and non-judgmental listening support to the Kingston community. If you think you can benefit from talking to one of our volunteers, our phone lines are open every day from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. Just call 613-544-1771. That's 613-544-1771.
All right, we're back. Okay. That was a good PSA, I got to tell you.
That was a good one.
All right, so I decided, or not I decided, you kind of went, hey, you should probably play some 70s. So I'm putting some 70s in.
Oh, okay, so you threw some 70s in.
I did. So I've jumped and thrown some 70s.
I just felt bad for the 70s.
Yeah. So this next one, and it's funny because we talked about Jimmy Page, so I'm throwing in this this one from Led Zeppelin. So March 5th, 1971, Led Zeppelin kicks off their what they're going to call the thank you tour by playing some of the same UK halls and clubs that they appeared in when they first started out playing.
Oh, neat.
Pretty cool. Their contracts state that they would play for the 1968 fee if the club owners agree to charge that fee at the door.
Oh, pretty
neat. So pretty cool. So they agree that they'll pay for the fee if they charge the fee that was being charged.
So if it was $5 in 1968, now later in the 70s, it's still $5 for people to participate. And they got paid their 68 rate.
Right. Yeah. Pretty cool, eh?
Yeah, good for them.
I think that's pretty cool. I think that's, for me, that reminds me of a Kid Rock thing, right? Where he went and did that whole thing with Walmart where you could only buy your tickets.
Yeah.
You had to buy maximum four, $25, but you had to provide the names of the people that would be attending.
Yeah.
And they had to show up with photo ID for it to be working.
Yeah.
Or they didn't get in. That is what I call giving back. So that is a thank you for sure. This is cool. Here's a little Led Zeppelin. Thank you.
Still be loving you. When mountains crumble to the sea, there will still be you and me. Today my world, it smiles. Your hand in mine, we walk the miles. Thanks to you, it will be dark. For you to me, I'm the only one.
the sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. Mountains crumble to the sea, there will still be you and me.
What'd you think of that one?
I liked it. I'm not a huge Led Zeppelin fan.
No,
but
I know you're not.
It was great. Obviously, yeah. I like Stairway to Heaven. Everybody likes Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That is like the classic high school song from the 80s.
High school last dance song.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And roller skating last dance song.
What was
where
it?
I was, yeah. Oh. They used to do that snowball thing. So do you remember where the boys got in the outer... Yeah, but our listeners might not. So we're roller skating, and the boys got in the outer circle, and the girls got in the inner circle, and you had to hold hands with somebody, and then they'd play the song, and when they, like, I don't know, stopped the song or something, you had to move up one. So you were always hoping you'd get to the boy you really wanted to hold hands with.
Oh, that's not how snowball was done where I went to roller skating.
That's where I went.
It was just snowball, and then you just skate around and found somebody else. So,
no,
interesting.
You had to... It was like, oh, I hope this song goes on because I want the boy that's three up to actually hold my hand.
That's weird. I didn't know. That's
how
weird.
It was done.
Okay, well, that's cool. That's wrong.
We grew up in different places.
Yeah, that's wrong, but that's okay.
Okay.
So, we're going to go roller skating in a couple of weeks, we said, too,
yeah,
up in Ottawa.
Yeah, apparently there's a place in Ottawa.
Willie's.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, we'll be. So let's talk about our weekend update because we're about halfway through. What?
Sorry, it was just reminding me of all the nonsense and things that we do. We should probably talk about our line dancing experience.
Oh, yeah, we went line dancing on Monday night. Crazy. Like, line dancing was insane.
I wouldn't call it insane.
It was insane.
Fun.
It was so funny. I was not expecting. So there was everybody from, I'm going to say, 15?
Yeah. There was, like probably, like, then 60.
Yeah.
That was it.
And
like,
it was so cool. Like, there was just that wide age gap in there. It was really neat. And then there was a couple there that was right in front of me. So I'd never been line dancing to any line dancing lessons. And there was a couple right in front of me, and they looked like they've been doing it forever. And then when
they were so good.
Yeah. And then we spoke to them after, and I found out they've been doing this same class for 4 years. I'm like, okay, you should be teaching the class. But she was so smooth at it. And her husband,
yeah,
he would get
great.
It confused a few times. It was kind of funny.
Let's just give them a little plug, though. So it was at the Storington Lions Club, Lions Hall.
Yeah.
And it was only $5.
$5
just
a person.
Drop in for a little lesson. We
for
went
an
with
hour.
A group of friends.
It was so funny.
And it was ridiculous and fun. And what I realized is my feet don't move as fast as I'd like them to.
Now, I do have there's going to be a challenge because one of the people that was there was like, I'm better than Terry. And I'm like, no, you're not. So next time we go, and it's
never say I'm better than Terry because that's game on.
Next time we're going to go, it's a couple of weeks from now. You can all come and judge, but I'm pretty sure Bob, I'm going to beat you.
Bob?
I'm better than Bob.
Okay.
Terry's better than Bob in line dancing.
All right. What are we doing this weekend?
All right. So tomorrow night, obviously, I've got trivia at Wild Wings. So
yes.
We'll be at Wild Wings from 7 to 11. And then obviously I've got my radio show at midnight, Into the Darkness, from midnight to 2 a.m. Having a blast, guys. Having a real good time. Just mixing it up, playing all sorts of different genres of music. I played... obviously play my calypso, my reggae and stuff. And then I played some Bhangra music last week. So lots of really cool Indian vibes and stuff. And
cool.
That was really cool. Some that. And then
that's funny because somebody the very next day asked me if you'd ever played Indian music for a wedding.
Yeah.
And I said, he'll play anything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I love Bhangra. It's some really cool stuff. And I found some new stuff as well. So I was playing it on the weekend. It's just kind of neat. And then so we've got that. But let me tell you about the actual categories for this Friday because I'm pretty excited about them. So 60s and 70s, we're gonna do the decades again. So we're gonna do regular 60s and 70s. 80s is gonna be new wave and synthesizer, because somebody was like, play new wave. So I'm like, all right.
Is that what they sound like in your head?
Yeah, they do. In my head, like it's just screaming.
Apparently
in my head.
Apparently that's what I sound like in your head too.
Nope, it's a little different. but 80s, new wave and synthesizer. And then our 2.5 round, I got one of the people that come, he was like, hey man, you gotta do a thing called drop the needle. And I was like, okay, I like the sound of this. What's this? And he's like, just pick your 20 songs randomly and then just start the song anywhere except at the beginning or the end.
I like it.
So I'm literally going to just pull it across, drop the needle, song will start, it'll play, because it's 2.5 round, it'll play for 10 seconds right in that area. And then you got to pick the song and the artist. So it's pretty neat. And I picked a really wide variety of music for that. And then round three is 90s and 2000s ladies, because this Sunday is International Women's Day.
Yeah, I'm going to talk a little bit about that, but yes,
yeah,
it is.
You can talk about that in a second. And then my last round, number four, is the 2000s, this day in history.
Oh, so maybe a hint with some of these songs?
No, so no.
You didn't
no.
pick any of these?
2000 to 2025.
Oh, okay.
You'd find a song on this day in history where it either was released, it was a number one, anywhere in the top 10.
Oh, I can see our regulars now scrambling to do that research.
Yeah, 100% they are. So anyway, this day in history, 2000s to 2025, 20 songs, going to be a blast.
Okay.
All right, now you talk about International Women's Day, because you got something really cool coming up.
Well, interesting. So Saturday, I have a work appointment, but other than that, we don't have a big Saturday booked, which is lovely, because we have a big Sunday, Monday booked.
Oh, yeah, no, but Saturday I have Supercross and pizza.
Oh, that's important.
Yeah, it is.
I like Supercross and pizza.
I
pizza,
love Supercross,
but I'll watch Supercross. So that's good. I agree with that. Sunday, you have, I'm going to get this wrong, but in the morning there's a, I don't know, you said an Irish parade, but is it really an Irish?
It's the St. Patrick's Day parade on Sunday. I totally gapped on that. Yeah. So this Sunday at 1 o'clock, St. Patrick's Day parade, we're meeting early. So all the team from Nefania and their families are all meeting early at Skeleton Park, and we're going to march from there down to the Tirinnog, and then we're going to have a big lunch.
Maybe.
No.
That's weather permitting,
whether or not
I'm marching
amazing.
Anywhere. I can tell you that. I'm a big supporter of the club, and obviously I support everything you do, but I'm not promising that I'm going to march outside. I might just meet you at the Tirinnog. We'll see
Sunday,
what the weather.
8 degrees.
Okay, it's not bad.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
So we're doing that, so everybody's welcome to come out and watch that parade.
Or join in.
Then we are, but after that, we have to immediately have to drive to Toronto.
Yes.
And I'm really hoping that we have some time in there to zip downtown and see if we can see something that's on Mervish, but I don't know if we're going to have time.
Oh, that night?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we could cut out on the lunch and then go try that. We'll see.
We'll figure it out. We'll play it by ear, but we are going to Toronto because on Monday, I am actually emceeing at an International Women's Day event at City Hall in Toronto.
That's so cool.
So that's a big honor.
That's a pretty neat thing.
Yeah, it is the AWEC, which I'm highly associated with now, which is All Women's Entrepreneur Circuit. I think I have that right now. And it was the event that I spoke at in September, and they've now asked me to participate in Toronto.
That's pretty neat. I love that.
Yeah,
good for you.
I love it too. And we're going to, I think I speak at 10, so I can't travel the morning of and be trying to think about speaking. So we have to go the night before so that my mind is set right for that and trying to get parking at City Hall and all that nonsense.
I got a day full of work that day anyway.
I know. You're going to be working all day. And then we're actually going to stay again because we don't pick our son up from the airport till like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night.
And I get day stuff
the
next day.
And you got stuff on Tuesday. So we're going to be in Toronto for a couple of days.
That's all right.
But that's okay. It's all good. International Women's Day is such an important day. And typically I've been involved in the event at the Italian Canadian Club Conflict this year. I'm not able to, but I do highly recommend if you are around on Sunday, either go there or there is a great one as well taking place at Pedal Works. They have another amazing day set up with a bunch of ladies that I am closely associated with. And Martha runs a great shop there. So I highly recommend you look into that as an option as well.
All after the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Right.
Go put on your green, dress up,
and then
green
go to
Halloween,
Women's Day events.
And then go to the Women's Day events.
All right. Let's get back to the music. That's what we're up
100%.
To.
100%. So let's talk about March 5th, 1975.
Okay. I'm now alive,
all
as
right.
are you.
Yeah.
So that's
I'm
good.
4 years old.
And
yeah.
I'm seven.
Yep. So Rod Stewart meets actress Britt Elkland at a party at Joni Mitchell's house.
Okay.
All right. Beginning a 5-year romance, she would later inspire Rod's hit, Tonight's the Night, and in brackets you're going to be all right, which features her doing the spoken part in French.
Oh, okay.
So she sings the French part, or speaks the French part on the song. So let's play a little Rod Stewart here.
I love Rod Stewart. His voice is so iconic.
I know you do.
Let's do this one.
So here we go. A little Rod Stewart. And I would have never known that was French or anything else. I got to be honest.
Now you know that.
Yeah, it just sounded a little like chaos. But yeah, that was different for sure. I did like it. I like the song. I think the song's amazing. But yeah, I didn't know that Britt Elkland did anything on the backside of
that song.
Yeah, or even inspired the song, which is kind of neat. So. Yeah, moving right along because we need to. There's a ton of stuff here, but we're going to jump right into March 5th.
We're still March 5th. That didn't change.
1983.
Okay.
Michael Jackson's mega hit Billie Jean tops the Billboard single charts for the first of 7 weeks. Now it's a lot more competitive now.
Okay.
Right? So this song also is number one in the UK, Australia, Canada, France, Ireland. Go Ireland, Switzerland, Belgium.
Go Canada. You've lived here longer than you ever lived in Ireland.
I know, but we said Canada already.
I didn't say Canada.
I'll go Canada too. It reached the top 10 in several other countries. And in 2004, Rolling Stone magazine placed it number 58 on its all-time greatest 500 songs of all.
Well, it is a good one.
With sales with over 100 million copies. My gosh, that's amazing. Billie Jean would go on to win Grammys in the Best R&B Song, Best Male R&B Vocal Performance, and during the 1984 ceremony. Amazingly, Michael Jackson's vocal track was completed in just one take.
Really?
So that was a one take. He was a...
That's amazing.
Yeah, one shot this. Sherry.
I know. Yeah, I can sometimes do a video in one
crazy.
Shot.
Crazy.
And you know what, though? It's either one shot or seven.
Yeah,
so I either mess it up on the first one, or it takes me seven, because after I try and do it again and again and again, then I start giggling and
you
guys start yelling at me.
All right, we've got to play this because we want to get other stuff in.
Be careful who you love, and be careful what you do. I could have loved.
fast facts and then you're moving on to the next song. So go.
All right. No, maybe not two fast facts, maybe a couple more than that. But just give me 1 second. I want to make sure we're all queued up when we are ready to go.
You couldn't have done that while the song was on?
No, I couldn't. I can't queue up a song like that. Anyway, so March 5th, 1985 or 83, Wham makes their television debut as they appear on Dick Clark's American Bandstand. You remember that show?
Yeah, I do remember
that show. That's crazy. All right. And then I'm going to jump ahead. 2000, March 5th. We're not going to get to play this song, unfortunately. I did have it queued up, but we're gonna do the Wham song. March 5th, Madonna re-records Don McLean's number one hit, American Pie.
Yeah, she did a good job.
Right? It was her 50th UK hit and her 9th number one UK hit. So crazy. March 5th, 2002, the Osbournes have their first television debut of the show The Osbournes
and all their nonsense.
All that reality TV was. Well, here's an interesting fact. March 5th, 2006, David Crosby, Stills and Nash, he's arrested and charged with criminal possession of a weapon and marijuana after leaving his bag in a New York hotel. So basically he leaves the hotel. I don't know if he was high or not, but he left the hotel and one of the employees is looking for his identification, and then instead of finding identification, they find a handgun and weed, and then they relate it back to him, so then he gets arrested.
Ah, that's not good.
I know, that's
never
not good.
Never leave your bags behind,
never
folks.
Leave your stuff behind. Now, here's a really cool one.
This is more than two facts.
All right, well, this ties back to the whole thing with the Beatles.
Okay.
So movie director Richard Lester, who actually directed the movie The Beatles Help, the film Help, he announced that he's selling that concert piano from the movie that was played by John Lennon and McCartney on March 5th. And it goes up for auction and it sells for £57,000 or over $90,000 US.
Wow.
That piano. Crazy, crazy amount of money. Anyway, last one. March 5th, 2015, 72-year-old soul legend Aretha Franklin, she appears on American Idol, right? She tells the group of 16 finalists that they should keep physically fit and to stay away from the wrong kind of people.
Anything in their career that would be career-ending.
And she went on to say, meet the challenge and kick its butt.
That's a great
piece of advice. So we'll end with that, guys. We're going to play out Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go by Wham. Guys, have a great weekend. Stay frosty. Come to the parade, and we'll see you about. And, hey, come to Wild Wings as well. Make your reservation.
And have a great International Women's Day.
You have it all. All right. Bye, guys.
It's one.